I'm at Hatton's College in Scarborough, which is one of the leading dance schools and performing arts centres we have in Scarborough, North Yorkshire. And I'm talking to a couple of the students who are here doing their, is it a BTEC course you do?
Yes.
Right, I've got CJ, who's a first year student. So we'll have a quick chat with CJ, and then we'll come and have a word with Megan, who's a second year student. Right, CJ, how did you get involved with Hatton's College?
Well, I went to another college and it wasn't doing me any favours, really. But then I heard about Hatton's, and obviously I knew how I was heard how great it is. And so I transferred from this college to Hatton's.
So that's a possibility for students to transfer from one college to this one if they've already started a course somewhere else?
Yeah, definitely. If you feel like you want to transfer, you definitely can. You can come over to Hatton's. And
so you can come over and have a word with Julie or the staff here, and they help you organise that, is that right?
Before I started, I came in, had a little chat with Julie, and then the journey started from there.
Fabulous. Now, I talk about Julie. Actually, it's Julie Hatton, who is the principal of this college, and I'm hoping to grab a word with her later. But we'll have a word with Megan now. Now, Megan, you're a second-year student, is that right?
That is right. Hello.
Now, tell us about your, I hate the word, journey, but we all have one.
Yes, exactly.
So tell us about your journey in the Hatton's College.
So basically, I kind of started from scratch. I'd never really danced before, not really much of a dance background. I did a few singing shows and acting shows before, but I decided that I wanted to take it on as a professional career, so I thought I needed some more professional training. So that's when I looked into Hatton College, and their reputation was outstanding. They had amazing alumni students that have gone on to do great things that I intend to do in the future. So I had a chat with Julie and got straight onto the BTEC course, started classes straight away, musical theatre. We do everything here and it's absolutely brilliant. So from the past 2 years, I have improved on a lot of my dancing and singing and acting, and I feel very proud. And we've just done our last showcase here as Mark's of our end of year show called Chicago, which we've just done.
Yes, I did get in to watch it. I was absolutely blown away by it. Now, Megan has just mentioned the show Chicago, and I say I managed to get in to watch it. And I'm going to have a word with CJ about it and ask him what part he was playing.
Yeah, I was playing the part of Billy Flynn, the criminal lawyer who helps Roxy Hart get acquitted in the big trial. Yeah, it was a brilliant part to play. Like, I loved every single second of the whole rehearsal process, the audition process, and of course the final show, like the final product.
So has Julie taken you out of your comfort zone a bit there?
Definitely. Like, it's definitely probably the biggest role I've ever been in. I'm really, really proud of myself. I feel like I smashed it. And
yeah, having watched it, you did smash it. It was brilliant.
Thank you so much.
Now, Megan, what part did you play?
I played the role of Matron Mama Morton, and she is a businesswoman. She's the keeper of the keys at the Cook County Jail, which is where the whole musical Chicago is set. I loved every minute performing in this musical. As it marks our end of year showcase, the second years have a lot of coursework towards it, so we all each had an individual job role, which I was production manager, as well as Evie Blakey, who played Roxy Hart, and then I was also a vocal coach for the show as well. So we had a lot to do in regards to the creative process as well as performing in the show. But performing in the show was just outstanding as well.
Now, this is going out on the musicals show, which is Curtain Up with Anne here in Radio Scarborough. That's 107.6 FM. And now, CJ, what is probably one of your favourite songs from a musical? And we'll put it on the playlist for you.
I definitely would say All I Care About Is Love from Chicago, which obviously is Billy Flynn. I got to sing that among other songs in Chicago, and it's absolutely amazing. He's such a showman, and it really shows that.
A fabulous tune indeed. Right, we'll have that one up next.
I don't care about expensive things, cashmere coats, diamond rings don't mean a thing. All I care about is love.
That's what he's here for.
I don't care for wearing silk cravats, ruby studs, satin spats don't mean a thing. All I care about is love.
All he cares about is love.
Give me two eyes of blue, softly saying,
I need you.
Let me see her standing there, and honest mister, I'm a millionaire. I don't care for any fine attire, Vanderbilt might admire. No, no, not me. All I care about is love.
Maybe you think I'm talking about physical love. Well, I'm not. Not just physical love. There are other kinds of love, like love of justice, love of legal procedure, love of lending a hand to someone who really needs you, love of your fellow man. That's the kind of love I'm talking about. And physical love ain't so bad either. It may sound odd, but all I care about is love.
That's what he's here for.
Honest to God, all I care about is love.
All he cares about is love.
Show me long, raven hair flowing down about to there. When I see her running free, keep your money, that's enough for me. I don't care for driving Packard cars or smoking long, long buck cigars. No, no, not me. All I care about is doing the guy in who's picking on you, twisting the wrist that's turning the screw. All I care about is love.
And that was All I Care About Is Love from Chicago, sung by Ron Raines. And Megan, what is your favourite musical and song from a musical? And I've asked her this to think about, and she's been pulling her hair out, going, I don't know, this is so difficult. I want this. Oh, no, have we got? Oh, I want that. No. Anyway, so what have we come up with? Which is it going to be?
My favourite musical is Wicked, but I have many other favourite musicals. And I think my favourite song is Defying Gravity from Wicked.
Defying Gravity it will be. Yes, thank you. So that'll be up next.
Something has changed within me. Something is not the same. I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's game. Too late for second guessing. Too late to go back to sleep. It's time to trust my instincts. Close my eyes and leap. It's time to try defying gravity. I think I'll try defying gravity, and you can't pull me down. I'm through accepting limits, 'cause someone says they're so. Some things I cannot change, but till I try, I'll never know. Too long I've been afraid of losing love, I guess I've lost. Well, if that's love, it comes at much too high a cost. I'd sooner obey like a prophecy. I know it seems truly crazy, and true, the vision's hazy, but I swear someday I'll be up in the sky, defying gravity, flying so high, defying gravity, they'll never pull me down. So if you care to find me, look to the western sky. As someone told me lately, everyone deserves a chance to fly. And if I'm flying so low, at least I'm flying free. To those who ground me, take a message back from me. Tell them how I am defying gravity. I'm flying high, defying gravity, and soon I'll match them in renown. And nobody in all of us, no wizard that there is or was, is ever gonna bring me down.
Now, Megan, you finished your second year. What happens to you now?
So most of us that are in second year will be going on to still do performing arts. Most of us are going to stage schools around the country, and some people will be staying here to teach and apply for jobs. And another person, Katie, is off to Camp America, actually, to teach performing arts.
So you would highly recommend Hatton's College for this particular course, and are there going to be vacancies in September?
But yeah, there'll be places available for September in this year's intake at Hatton College.
That's absolutely amazing. So it sounds like if you want to get into performing arts, this is the place to be to get you on that ladder of success. Well, thank you very much, you star students here at Hatton's College, and I wish you both the best for your future careers. And what more can I say? But thank you for your time, and all the best.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Anne. Thank you.
I'm now talking to Julie Hatton. So, Julie, how do you get onto one of your amazing courses?
For the BTEC course, you can ring Hatton Performing Arts on Scarborough 501 249, drop us an email at juliehatton34@aol.com. or message HSOPA Scarborough.
Now, when are your next courses going to be starting?
This second year cohort and first year cohort finish July 14th, the Friday, and then we start the first week in September. We are open all summer, so you can still come and have a chat with us if you have not made your mind up. We can take you right up to 6 weeks of starting. If you wish to transfer from another course over to our course, please feel free to come and have a chat.
Thank you, Julie. And thank you for letting me watch Chicago yesterday.
You are very welcome, and thank you for your support, as always.
Thank you. Now, I asked Julie what was her favourite musical, and it turns out it's Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. And it falls very nicely with our theme of relationships, because one of our listeners, Louise, also mentioned Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. So we will have something from Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. And it's going to be Bless Your Beautiful Hide. And this version is sung by Steve Devereaux.
Bless your beautiful hide. Bless your beautiful hide. Bless your beautiful hide, wherever you may be,
we ain't met yet, but I'm willing to bet you're the gal for me. Bless you, beautiful Hyde, you're just as good as lost. I don't know your name, but I'm mistaken my claim, unless your eyes is crossed. Oh, I'd swap my gun and I'd swap my mule, though whoever took it would be one big fool. I'll pay your way through cooking school. If I knew, I would say I do. Bless you, beautiful Hyde, prepare to bend your knee and take that vow, cause I'm a-telling you now, you're the gal for me. Pretty and trim and not too slim, heavenly eyes and oh that size, simple and sweet but sassy as can be. Bless her beautiful hide, yes she's the gal.